All right. Hey, Jessica, how's everything going?
Everything is going great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. Well, I got the chance to see you at Dave Woods' Heart of Country, I believe it was called, singer-songwriter showcase. Always love seeing Dave Woods' stuff because you come across great artists like yourself.
Yeah, that show was so much fun. I was super excited when he added me to that lineup. And it was so great to see you as well out there. Mississauga is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm just thankful it was Mississauga and not quite the Oakville one because that's a bit more driving for me, but...
Fair enough. Well, both of the shows are really good. Dave puts on a great show.
Yeah, so you're from Shelburne, Ontario. What was it like growing up there?
I am. Actually, I didn't grow up in Shelburne. I moved here a few years ago. I grew up about 40 minutes away from the town, though, in another small town, just outside of Tottenham in the Caledon area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we grew up on a dirt road. Just outside of a small town, lots of farm country. So it was beautiful.
So, I mean, is that how, I guess, living in that kind of environment, is that where you discovered country music or how did you come about country?
I've always loved country music. I grew up listening to a bunch of different genres because I do come from a musical family, but I really am a big fan of Taylor Swift. And growing up, I listened to a lot of her music, a lot of Miranda Lambert and like early Carrie Underwood as well. So it's always been a part of my life.
Now, did you get tickets to see Taylor Swift for her one of her many, many shows or did you get miss out on that?
I've seen her a few times. I tried so hard to get a pre-sale code to see her when she comes to Toronto next year. Unfortunately, I haven't had luck yet. I'm hoping that they announce a few more dates and I can try again.
So, I mean, you talked about, you know, being a fan of Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert. Were there any other big influences for you?
Yeah, actually, my first concert ever was Avril Lavigne, and her music I was also a big fan of growing up. And I remember seeing her live, the moment she walked out on stage, it kind of like clicked in my head. I was like, that looks like a lot of fun. And I want to do that. Whatever she's doing, I want to do that. So yeah, between all the female country artists that have a lot of impact on me, Avril Lavigne was also a big influence for me growing up.
Because you came from a musical family. At what point did you sit there and go, okay, this is going to be what I'm going to do for a living, that I'm going to commit to trying to be a full-time artist?
I was in college when that happened, actually. I've always worked in the music industry, playing shows, teaching, writing. And when I was driving home from class one day, I remember it was right after exams. I got my bachelor degree in vocals from Humber. So I was going to school for music and I was driving home after a performance exam. And I remember thinking how much fun it was to just be on the stage playing my music with friends of mine. And I was so sad because the semester was over. And then I thought to myself for a second, I was like, but I can just do this for the rest of my life. Like, I don't need to be sad that this part of my journey is over because I can just keep doing it. It doesn't have to be over.
Well, it's great to find out you're a fellow Humber alum.
Oh yeah. Did you go to Humber too?
Yeah. Radio broadcasting.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was between that and Seneca, and Humber got back to me a lot quicker and I said, okay, I'm going to go here.
Shout out Humber.
So, I mean, let's talk about that new single you put out, Fallen For You. How did that one come about? What inspired that?
So Fallen For You is one of the few love songs that I've put out. I don't tend to write a lot of love songs. And the title Fallen For You was sitting in my notes app on my phone for like a year because I knew who I wanted to write the song with. And when I went down to Nashville back in March to do some recording, I spent some time in the writing room with Lydia Sutherland and Aaron Pollock, who are two amazing artists and writers. And I told them the whole concept for it, the idea I had, and I said I really wanted to write it with them specifically because I knew we'd come out with something cool. So the whole idea around Fallen For You is being in love with somebody for a long time. My husband and I have been together for almost 10 years now. And so it's inspired by like our relationship, and my parents have been together for almost 35 years, my grandparents for, I want to say, 56. And it's about that feeling of being in love for so long, but still falling for your person every single day and being as in love with them as you were in the first year or on the first day of when you met them.
Nice. That's really nice. I'm sure he's happy you're not singing one bashing a guy your husband is, but...
Well, absolutely.
I always get curious if, like, boyfriends or girlfriends, when the artist sings something, like, are they sitting there going, wait, did I write that about me? That's kind of negative. They write that about me? Like,
oh gosh, I've never actually thought about that. I'll have to ask him.
I was wondering that with like Stephen Lee Olsen, like Out of Mind. I'm like, what? Like, how does Shannon Ella feel about him singing this song right now? Like, are you trying to tell me something? Like,
that's true. I never thought about that. You know what? A great song is a great song.
Yeah. So, I mean, where did the idea come from for the heart beating out of my chest? Because that just stays in my mind. That's been in my head there nonstop since I saw you perform a few weeks ago now.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that song is so much fun. And I love the chorus. After I had told Lydia and Aaron, like, the whole idea I had for the song, we were kind of just playing around with chords. And Lydia started singing a chorus, and it was the heartbeat beat beat. And I was like, I love that. Whatever we do, we've got to keep that in the song, because it like stuck in my mind right away.
So you have your sophomore album, or your sophomore EP, I should say, Hometown Cliche out. Fallen For You's not on there. Does that mean we're getting another EP sometime in the near future, or?
Yeah, I put out the Hometown Cliche EP back in the spring. I had a super fun release party in Toronto for that one. And yeah, Fallen For You is not on that one. It's the lead single off of a project that I recorded when we were in Nashville back in March. So a lot of really cool music is on this upcoming one. I don't have a release date yet, but I am really, really excited about the music that we've got coming up.
So do you have any big plans coming up music-wise for the rest of 2023 and heading into 2024? Or is it more just kick back and relax for a bit?
Oh, no, we're like full steam ahead. I head to Nashville in October on a writing trip, which I'm super, super excited about. I'm going to get to write with some people that are just like dream writes for me. So I'm so excited about that. It's going to be a really good trip. And got a few more shows coming up this year. And then I think in the new year, we're going to have some new music as well. So that's going to be very, very exciting.
So is there any plan to move to Nashville? Because I know, and I'm sure you know even more than I do, how many Canadians seem to have invaded that city. Is there any plans for you to head down there, or are you just going to stick around in Ontario?
You know what? I have been thinking about it. I would, if the opportunity presented itself, I would love to move to Nashville. So that door is never closed for me.
Okay. Well, loving Fallen For You, and I'm hoping everybody that's about to listen to it does as well. So thank you for taking the time to talk with me, Jess.
Thank you so much for having me.